Sir.
All right, ready when you are.
Here we go. All right. Da, da, da. Let me grab this. Good morning, Justin Scott and Spiegel here on the flagship station of your Baltimore Ravens. We've been excited talking about this morning. The new face of the Ravens broadcast team, or should I say new faces. You're going to have Jerry Sandusky, the voice of the Ravens. Stan White has been a stalwart member of the broadcast team. Kadra Ismail is still here doing pre- and post-game duties as his role expands. And we are proud to have someone else join us this season. You've heard his name called out year after year after year. He is a Ring of Honor member. Heap! Todd Heap joins us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, great, man.
Excited.
Hey, I'm excited. I can't wait to get in the booth. I've been up there a few times with Jerry, with Stan, with Kadri, and just joined the broadcast for a quarter or two here and there. And I really enjoy it, but I'm looking forward to this season to kind of have a larger role up there and really join back in the Ravens community. All the Ravens fans, spend those game days with them again.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the Ravens community. I mean, we're the flagship of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock. And, you know, every time we talk to, you know, someone outside of Baltimore or in the NFL, it always comes back to the Ravens being one of those top-notch organizations. You're in the Ring of Honor. You've been, you know, part of the Raven family for a very, very long time now. Like you said, you come back to town, people are shouting Heap. They still love you. Speak to the Ravens just as an organization and what it means to you and your family and your life to be associated with such a class act.
Well, that's one thing that you do notice. When you've been around for a long time and when you've seen a lot of other teams, a lot of other organizations, the way they do things, to a man, everybody that comes to the Baltimore Ravens, they can attest to how good of an organization that we have from top to bottom. And it's not just, players, coaches, it's front office all the way down to, the training staff, to the equipment staff, the PR staff, the marketing staff. It's just good people all around, and there's no other goal than to have a good product on the field, a team that's striving to win every year, and the players feel that, and that's the most important thing is the players have to feel that backing and that support to be able to perform at their optimum level, and there's no question that in the building and in the locker room, the players feel that, and you're able to kind of be free and play a lot better with that knowledge behind you.
And Todd, I don't want to embarrass you here or anything, but 2013, you and I were actually backstage. I had the honor and pleasure of doing that kickoff with the Keith Urban Show. And Keith Urban was down there. You were backstage. And I thought it was such a testament to you and what you mean to the Ravens fan base, Ravens employees, members of the media around here, that Keith Urban is backstage at the event, and then meanwhile, you have a swarm of people around you. Keith Urban's walking around to and fro, right, grabbing whatever he feels like, unfettered by anybody getting in his way, and you meanwhile have a throng of people that are just dying to meet you. You got to know how beloved you are here in town.
Well, you know, I love the city of Baltimore. I love all the Ravens fans, and I was brought in with such open arms from day one. I can never explain that feeling and that affinity that I have. And let's not just say it was me. That Pete Bulwer was with me too. So we had a group around us, and I never like to put the spotlight directly on me, but we had it. That was a fun time. I really enjoyed that, getting to meet Keith Urban, and kind of getting to open that season up in Baltimore with all the fans. It was a special moment.
Now, Todd, since you're broadcasting with us again, you'll be traveling with the team again on the charter, going to away games. And I'm wondering, as a player, did you have a away game travel sort of ritual? What did you do the night prior? Did you go out? Did you stay in your room and eat pizza?
No, my ritual the night before games was really to study. And I went through, it was kind of fun. You know, we'd have our play sheet for the next game, and I'd go through each play and try to visualize what I was going to do on each play. And this was after meetings, after dinner, after everything, go back to the room. And sometimes I'd be up till quite late just kind of going through each scenario. And I, okay, this coverage, this is what I'm going to do. This is, you know, this play, this is coming to me. How am I going to react in this situation? And so that was kind of my routine that I did, you know, on a weekly basis. I don't know if I can be that intense or into it going into the broadcast booth, but I imagine there's other things to fill your mind and get a little anxious and nervous about.
This season, it's going to be Jared Johnson, Dennis Pitta, Justin Forsett, and this gentleman, Todd Heap, joining us on the program. That's going to join Jerry Sandusky, Stan White, in the broadcast booth. And the voice you just heard, Todd Heap, is Mike Anderson. He's one of the Ravens game day producers. He's going to be in that booth helping you out, lending a hand. And, Mike, I hate to put you on the spot, but is there any bit of advice from your years of doing that you can give to Todd Heap? This is going to be a new venture to him, and you've seen some of the best do it. What could you suggest for Heap?
Like Todd said earlier, he's done a few games already, and he was amazing, which is, I'm guessing, why he's back for this. So,
I'm not sure there's anything I can tell him,
to be honest.
So
I don't know about Mike that. I think you just what you do when you get up there, and you know, I think Dan or Stan and Kadri can attest to it. You kind of just follow Jerry's lead because he's the guy that makes it all go, and he's that good where he's up there and he can have so many different things going on the field and in the booth and in his mind, and he still makes it flow. And that was the one thing that just I noticed being up there for, you know, a quarter here, a quarter there, was how good Jerry is at what he does.
It's funny.
I'm really excited to work with him.
Because we talked to Jared Johnson, who did the same thing. He's been up there a little bit, and he said the same exact thing about Jerry Sandusky, how it's kind of you just sit back, let him take the reins and follow, and it's amazing to watch. And you alluded to the fact a few minutes ago how there might be a little bit of nerves involved with this. So going into, I mean, a kind of a different game day for you now. Usually you're down on the field, getting up in the box, a little bit of nerves.
No question. I think anytime you do something new, from my perspective, I want to be good at it. And I know I'm not going to be good at it to start with, but, you know, I know I'll have room for improvement and say that way. You know, I've watched a lot of guys do it on the radio, on TV, former players come in, and it's not as easy as some of the professionals and the guys that have been doing it a long time make it look. And so that's the one thing that, there's going to be a learning curve. You got to get in there and figure it out and learn and grow in that position. And so, you know, I've seen a lot of guys struggle for a year or two and then come out in that third year and just be spectacular. And so that's fun. It's something that you know, you got to find out if you like and if you want to really learn and grow in that position. So that's I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you're going to be doing it alongside the best that have ever done it. Jerry Sandusky, Stan White, and our guest Todd Heap joining the Ravens broadcast team this season alongside Justin Forsett, Jared Johnson, Dennis Pitta. You guys each trading off game day duties this regular season here on the flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens. Todd, we appreciate you taking the time today. Can't wait to hear you up in the booth with everyone.
I'm sure excited. Good to be on with you guys.
Take care, Todd.